the Cape Town Refugee Reception Centre, Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber praised the centre for using an online system to deal with the long queues usually seen at Home Affairs offices.
Infrastructure is quite impressive. Lots of embracing of digital technologies to move away from the manual use of files and paperwork.
Schreiber was speaking to journalists Tuesday on his first visit to the centre since his appointment last month. He spoke with refugees at the centre and they indicated they face big challenges. Priscilla Chuloi is a refugee from Cameroon who has lived in South Africa for 20 years. She has struggled for more than 10 years to get legal status for her children, who were born in South Africa, and now Home Affairs staff say her file is missing.
I am immensely affected. I don't have peace. I'm psychologically traumatized. I don't have peace because the school is on my case. Ma'am, we need your daughter's document to register her for the matric, and I don't have documents to give.
Adam Ayabagabo, a refugee from Burundi, says corruption at refugee reception centers is another problem.
Some officials here, they want the people to they make the people to struggle to get their paper. So they want to people to bribe. So that's why, but for so long now, start to become nice now. Because they help me nice, I get my ID, I'm going home now.
Human rights groups also have said there is evidence that immigration staff often seek bribes to process paperwork. Schreiber says ending corruption is his number one priority.
Corruption issue, I think there are some things that seem quite small but can make a difference that we saw here today. The camera monitoring at every station, physical barriers to prevent people from passing money back and forth. Those are sound like small things, but I think that they are lessons that we can take forward.
The government has acknowledged the refugee system faces a major backlog of unprocessed documents. It blames a large number of economic migrants who incorrectly apply for asylum to legalize their stay in the country. The growing number of asylum seekers and migrants has often resulted in xenophobic violence, with citizens accusing migrants of taking their jobs and overburdening public facilities such as hospitals. Reporting for VOA News in Cape Town, I am Tuso Kumalo.